Pompeii. Text by Carmel Riley. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1, 24th of August, 79 AD. The city of Pompeii was a part of the Roman Empire in the 1st century AD. Like many Roman cities, Pompeii was a busy trading center. It was also home to a diverse community of 20,000 people, including wealthy traders, workers, slaves, and people from other countries. The morning of the 24th of August 79 AD began like any other summer day in Pompeii. People were up and about before the sun rose. In the homes of the wealthy, slaves made breakfast for their owners. In the homes of the poor, people made their own breakfast of porridge before going to work. By sunrise, Pompeii's streets were busy. Farmers made their way to the market to sell food. Women and slaves got water at the wells. In the forum, shops, government buildings, temples, and the baths were open for business. At school, children began their lessons. Chapter 2, The Eruption. It was just after sunrise when the people of Pompeii felt the first earthquakes. The earthquakes were followed by great flashes of light shooting from the top of Mount Vesuvius, only a few kilometers away. Soon after, hot ash and rocks began to rain down on the city. The sky grew dark as the ash blocked out the sun. Within a short time, the sky was black. The air was hot and full of the sounds of the volcano. Fires broke out all over the city. The hot rocks hit the wooden parts of the houses, and the houses caught alight. Then, thick ash began to fall, covering everything, including people, animals, and buildings. Chapter 3, Escape. The people of Pompeii began to panic. They pushed their way through the narrow streets, trying to escape from the city. Although it was dark, the fires and the flashes from the eruption gave them a little light to see. Some people were lucky. They reached the city gates quickly and left by road. Chapter 4, Waiting. Other people ran to the nearby beach in the hope of leaving by boat. But they found that the sea was wild, and the earthquakes had pushed the tide out. Not wanting to go back into Pompeii, most people decided to wait where they were. Within the walls of Pompeii, many people had taken their families and slaves into their houses' basements. They thought they would be safe there until the eruption was over. Poisonous gases were now seeping out of Mount Vesuvius. Within a few minutes, the gases drifted across the city and down to the beach, killing everything. The ash kept falling. It made its way inside houses and into basements. It covered the bodies of the dead and slowly buried the city. Chapter 5, Buried. When the eruption stopped and the ash cooled down, the survivors returned to Pompeii. Pompeii was covered in layers of volcanic ash and rock, and only the tops of a few buildings could be seen. In just one day, the community of Pompeii had been wiped out. Although a few people dug up treasures, Pompeii was left mostly untouched. Over the years, grass and trees grew over the site, and the city disappeared. Chapter 6, Discovered Ruins. Pompeii was not discovered again until the 1700s. A farmer found ruins of the city under his land. Since then, most of the city has been uncovered, and now thousands of people visit Pompeii each year. The city is well preserved because it was buried under ash. Visitors to Pompeii today can walk along the streets and see art and graffiti on the walls of the buildings, just as it was on the day of the eruption. Visitors can see plaster models of people who died in the eruption in the museum. Visitors can also see the everyday things these people used, and even the remains of some of their food. Many people have mixed feelings when they visit Pompeii. On one hand, it is interesting to see what life was like in an ancient Roman community. But on the other hand, the place is a sad reminder of the thousands of lives that ended suddenly so long ago.